Hi guys, my name's Edie and today we'll be talking about the puzzle piece symbol, why it's considered patronising, where it came from, and what my own opinions are on it. I'd also like to say a quick disclaimer, please do not attack others for their opinion. Some Aspies like the puzzle piece, and that's okay. Some don't, that's okay too. I'd also like to address why I haven't uploaded. Usually, so I explained on my Instagram story that I didn't feel comfortable uploading a normal podcast when I found out about the young autistic boy who was shot by a police officer. I haven't done much reading on it other than the article because it did make me really quite sad, so I looked at it and I processed it and I wanted to mention it but without drawing away all the attention from Black Lives Matter, because that really needs to be put in the spotlight currently. But I just didn't feel comfortable with that. He's fine, I'm pretty sure he's in stable condition, but it was still obviously a very dark thing, so I just, yeah, and I'm only uploading it today because I had to write the script. Okay, so without all out the way, all the disclaimers, let's begin. So let's start off with a bit of history. The puzzle piece was first created by National Autistic Society, specifically by Gerald Gasson in 1963. I would like to mention that despite the fact NAS created the puzzle piece symbol, the company itself is not ableist at all. Not to mention in recent years, they have separated themselves from the symbol, and they definitely focus on accepting and supporting all autis. Now that we know where it came from and when it came from, let's talk about what it means. The puzzle piece symbol, it symbolises a lot of things, but the overall theme is that the emblem is that Aspies are puzzling and that the cure is what we need. It obviously makes a lot of autis very uncomfortable, since A, we do not need a cure, B, we aren't that puzzling, you just need some empathy, and C, we don't actually hate being autistic. A lot of us consider it offensive because it pushes the stigmas I just listed. This leaves a lot of autis wondering what to use as a symbol. I mean, what should we use as part of our advocacy? Well, luckily, G.D. Singer created the Rainbow Infinity symbol, which is now often used by a lot of autistic people nowadays. Especially online. It can signify inclusiveness and the integration of people with autism into the general society, since there's no beginning or end to the sign. Finally, since this episode is past 3 minutes, my usual time, I shall share my own opinion on it, which is that I don't really like it. I just feel like there are so many bad implications. And not only that, but it's still used by Autism Speaks, which deserves an episode all on itself. However, although I wouldn't wear it or personally use it myself, I don't really care if you would, as a community should not be so divided on a simple symbol. Instead, we should learn what they represent and gauge whether or not we find it destructive. We are much more than a symbol, whether that be a puzzle piece, or anything else.